This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are a couple of four-letter words that are appropriate when talking about this economy right now. Jobs is one. We kind of talk about that all the time, J-O-B-S. Here's another one, though. R-I-S-K, risk. The Federal Reserve was out with its semi-annual report on financial stability this week, and things are stable. The economy's mostly doing all right. Vaccines are getting out there. But there is that four-letter word the Fed's keeping in mind. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on that.
The first risk, the Fed says, is asset prices, soaring asset prices, especially in the stock market. This can be a sign that investors are feeling confident. But Tim Dewey, chief economist at SGH Macro Advisors, says the Fed knows what can happen when prices get too high.
And the concern there is that suddenly those asset prices could drop.
This gets us to the Fed's second risk, financial firms that make bets on stocks using borrowed money. Karen Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics.
The more debt they have in relation to their capacity to repay it, the less it takes to throw them into the ditch.
The Fed mentions a hedge fund called Archegos Capital Management. It made big bets on stocks, using money it borrowed from banks. And this year, it went bust after some of its bets went bad. Petru says this was just one small hedge fund, but
even relatively small, tiny ones can leave big, big holes in big banks. And that sobered up the Fed.
The Fed's also keeping an eye on individual borrowers. Economist Shannon Seary at Wells Fargo says that includes people with mortgages and forbearance programs.
We could see some strain in particular households as some of these payments come due.
Overall, the report says households are in better shape. But job losses were concentrated among lower wage workers and minorities. Many of those households are still vulnerable. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.